So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to discuss an important topic that Joel Mizrahi raised with me, and that is the Shliach Tzibur being Motzi, someone who remains in the middle of his Amidah and is praying a longer Amidah than most of the Tzibur. And the Chazan has began the Chazara, and the when time gets time for Kiddusha, the person is still praying his Sarant Amida. How can he fulfill his mitzvah of Kiddusha? So it was already an old minhag, Shulchan Aruch rules, of course Yosef rules like Rashi, that in such a situation we rely on the important halachic principle called Shomea Keoneh, listening as if you're saying it yourself. And therefore, the person praying the Amidah, as we've said this many times, what he should do is that he should remain silent, stop in the middle of the Amidah when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kiddusha, and have Kavanah to be Yotzei the Kiddusha as the Chazan says it. The Chazan is going to say the Kiddusha, and he will be Motzi, the person who's praying silently a little bit longer and still in the middle of his silent Amidah. He doesn't actually say the Kiddusha, that would be a hefsek, but he's Yotzei, even though he didn't actually say it, he's Yotzei because he's listening to the Shliach Tzibur say it, and we have a principle of Shomea Keoneh. Okay, so it's the best of both worlds. He won't be mafsik on the one hand. The other hand, it's as if he said it through the principle of Shomea Keoneh. So it works out very, very well. The only hinge is as follows, is that Joel points out that Yaku Yosef says that, look, you've got a problem because a lot of Shlichei Tzibur are not aware of this halacha and they don't have to have a kavanah to be motzi. We all know this. We say this in the Megillah, the shofar, that you have to have, the people should have kavanah to be yotzei. And the person reading it, blowing shofar, etc., have kavanah to be motzi. You say about Kiddush also, Friday night, the person saying the Kiddush should have kavanah to be motzi. So how in the world can the person who's praying the Sarant Amidah, he's being quiet, he wants to be Yotzei Shomea Koneh with the Shliach Tzibur, but what if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have kavanah to be motzi him? So in Achinami, according to the Yaku Yosef, he's not in good shape. He's not going to be Yotzei, the person who's praying the longer Amidah, unless the Shliach Tzibur has that kavanah. So you need the Shliach Tzibur should be baki b'halacha. He should know this halacha. Okay, that's why we have these shiurim, so that people should be listening and should be learning and trying to make these halachot very accessible. Yaku Yosef has been trying so hard to make these halachot accessible and make people raise awareness, be aware. The Rabbanim all over the world try to raise awareness. People should be aware of it. But what if still, despite all these efforts, the Shliach Tzibur is still not aware of this halakha? So is there any way that the person praying the Sarant Amidah, the long Sarant Amidah, is there any way that he could still be Yotzei? So I believe the answer actually is yes. And that is based on a very interesting Tosfot Masechet Sukkah, where he uses, without getting into the context here, he has a concept like this, Mistama da'ate kamo shemru lo chachamim. That Mistama, that he gets, a person getting up and being the Shliach Tzibur, has in mind Stam, even though he's not thinking it, what is his basic overarching idea? He wants to fulfill the mitzvah according to the way of the Chachamim, the Posekim want him to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, he wants to do the best job possible. So you could say, even though he doesn't have specific Kavanah to be Motzi, the person who's praying the long Amidah, he doesn't have specific Kavanah, but nonetheless, he has this overarching general Kavanah that he wants to do. He wants to do like the Chachamim want him to do. And therefore, since his intention is to do what the Chachamim want him to do, so this is what the Chachamim want the Shliach Tzibur to have Kavanah to be Motzi. Same mistama, this is his dat. And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein believes this. He writes this in Grot Moshe, that if someone gets out to serve as a Shliach Tzibur, his intention is to be the proper Shliach Tzibur according to the proper halachot, whatever is required according to halacha. So this stam kavanah will be sufficient for the person praying the Sarant Amidah to be Yotze. Now, I think that Yaakov Yosef believes this as well. And this is from Halakha that he says, he repeats a number of times in Yaakov Yosef, a very interesting situation if someone finds himself. It happens. It's a Friday. And it's Rosh Chodesh. And the Friday night is not Rosh Chodesh. And at Mincha, the Mitpalel forgets to say, Yalev Yavo. All right. Happens. So Friday night, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So if he wants to make up with Tashlumim, what is he going to accomplish? He's not adding anything more by saying Yalev Yavo. So during the week, the way we handle it is as follows. This is a machloket, where the Tashlumim helps. So we view it. Do we view the person who skipped Yalev Yavo as if he didn't pray at all? If we view that he didn't pray at all, then he has to say the Tashlumin. If he doesn't, if we view that he prayed, it's just he missed the Yalev Yavo, then he doesn't have to pray the Tashlumin. So Machlog Rishonim, the way the Shulchan Aruch rules, is that he should do the Tashlumin, the makeup tefillah, Bishav Kavanah, with the makeup tefillah, that if it's necessary, it's a chiyuv. It's not necessary tefillah. It's a voluntary tefillah. Here's the problem. You don't have that option on a Friday night because the Rambam follows the Geonim, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. So Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, follows the Geonim, that there's no tefillah nedavah on Shabbat. So you don't have this option on Shabbat. So what do you do? So Yaakov Yosef says you have kavanah to be Yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur when the Shliach Tzibur says the tefillah achat mein sheva, meaning like this, that you're not able to add a second tefillah al tanai of nedava. Can't, not on a Friday, not on a Shabbat. So you do it as follows. You pray the regular Friday night tefillah. And how do you make up that mincha where you missed the Yalev Yavo? So that you have kavanah to be able to say with the Shliach Tzibur who's saying the bracha, bracha, achat mein sheva. He says that a couple times in Yaakov Yosef, but never does he specifically say, well, this only works if the Shliach Tzibur has kavanah to be motzi, someone in such a predicament. Is the Shliach Tzibur really realistically going to have kavanah to be motzi, someone in this kind of a predicament? Unless it's the Shliach Tzibur, someone that pays a lot of attention to halacha, he's most likely not aware of this. However, he's an Orthodox Jew and he wants to do things properly. So it would seem that even Yaakov Yosef is following this approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, is following Tosfot, that we say, Mistama, Minastam, a person wants to do like the Chachamim want him to do. And therefore, the person in this situation can be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, with this Baracha Achat Mein Sheva, in the same way as somebody who is praying a long Amidah can be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur saying the Kiddusha, even if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have a specific Kavanah to be Motzi him in that particular situation. But in general, he wants to do, the Rehaz Kavanah is to do like the Chachamim want him to do. Wishing everybody a great week. I hope you found this very interesting. It's a very important, very insightful discussion. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week full of bracha and briyot.